This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
About a half hour left to go on the program before we hand things over to our coverage of Monday Night Football doubleheader to wrap up week number four in the National Football League. Get started at 7:15 with the AFC East tilt, Dolphins and Jets. The Dolphins right now feel like a team that, if you heard Coach Walker earlier this afternoon or over the weekend rather, speaking to the media, he's a man possessing. They want to get that Dolphins defense back on track. Second half of the doubleheader tonight is the Denver Broncos playing host to Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show to get a hell of a lot smarter. It's where we find our pal JP Acosta, who you can check out on CBS Sports HQ, talking all things National Football League. You can read his work at CBSSports.com as well. Plus, make sure you check out the Push in the Pile podcast hosted by Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and JP Acosta. JP, what's going on, good brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're struggling here in the nation's capital, my friend. You watched the tape, JP. You know how bad it was yesterday for this Commanders defense. We will go around the NFL, but I do want to start there. You're someone that, you know, I consider one of the, you know, young up-and-coming rising film gurus in the National Football League. Big fan of your work, so I trust your opinion. I know initially you were watching this Atlanta Falcons and Commanders All-22 to try and, you know, see why Michael Penix was able to have the best game of his young career. When you're looking at the defensive miscues for the Washington Commanders, are you able to make sense out of any of them?
The biggest thing for the Commanders that I noticed watching this Falcons tape was the most relied on investment look like the oldest and slowest players on the field. Like, it's truly just that. The Falcons looked faster. They looked more explosive downfield. They really could not defend Bijan Robinson as a receiver. And I think the Falcons went into this game wanting to isolate Bijan Robinson on some of those underneath defenders like Bobby Wagner. The big, I think it was like a 60 or 70-yard catch on mesh where he just runs right out the into the open
field,
Bobby Wagner can't get out to him. Yeah, mesh rail. And then you have Marshon Lattimore, who played awful. He was awful on Sunday, and it wasn't only just the big play to Drake London. It was penalties. They were constantly going at Marshon Lattimore, which now you're looking at that trade thinking, what did we gave up a lot for a guy who was supposed to be a lockdown corner, and he's giving up a lot of big plays.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes back to what I thought about the Commanders going into this season defensively. They are so volatile. They rely on big plays. They rely on splash plays like tackles for loss, sacks, interceptions. If they're not creating those and if they're not getting those going, then this team is really susceptible to a lot of big plays. And I think the Falcons really showed that.
Yeah, it's something we've been chewing on throughout the course of the show here this afternoon. Their answers versus motion, JP, they just simply haven't had any. It started on Thursday Night Football when the Packers put it on tape, and they've made an adjustment, right? Against Green Bay, Thursday Night, JP, they were running, they were having guys travel across the formation when they were in man-to-man coverage, and you're getting these motions. Yesterday against Atlanta, there was some sort of communication that they installed to where they're talking pre-snap about the motion. The late motions is what really killed them. You're a super smart football guy. Like, how does Washington fix their problems against motion, and do you expect this to be something that happens throughout the rest of the year?
Well, I think teams have an option for what they want to do with motion. Like you said, against Green Bay, they tried to travel it, and they got shredded. You know, so they were able to, against Atlanta, they stopped traveling guys, especially in man coverage, which is where I think the game plan changed. Against Green Bay, they played a lot more man coverage. They wanted their guys to travel. A lot more zone in this game. Yeah. And the issue when you play zone and you don't get pressure up front is there are going to be holes and there are going to be voids in those zones that a quarterback's going to be able to find. So I think when it comes to the motion aspect, I think they're doing fine with just bumping the guy. There was a play where I think Ray McLeod goes in motion, and instead of the nickel following, they just bump Luvu or Wagner out, and then they bump the nickel into the box. The problem there is you then create a conflict in the run fit.
Right.
Because now you move Luvu or Wagner out of the run fit, which is where they are best, and you end up with a lighter guy in the box. So I think the best way for them to go about it, where they're not always in man coverage, you see a lot of teams travel their nickel with motion and still play zone.
Right.
I just want to see if Washington can pick up on that and not force themselves into a conflict where you're always going to have a small guy in the box trying to defend the run or Bobby Wagner out in coverage.
Which no one should want at this point in time. Like, I honestly feel bad for Bobby. Like, he is physically, he's just past his prime. And it hurts to watch a guy that we think is a first ballot gold jacket guy just routinely be exposed in coverage. And where they found the niche, JP, and I'm sure you've saw this on tape watching other games, he is best going forward. When they've been able to use him as a blitzer, he had 2 sacks last week against the Raiders. I think that's what you need from him. But, like, you can't blitz him on every down, right? Like, you can't go man-to-man on every down. It's just frustrating. I guess I'll ask you this question. When you look at the Commanders' defense, do you view this as more of a personnel issue or a scheme issue?
I think it's a little bit of both. I've always thought Dan Quinn's defenses were built on those volatile plays. Were built on sacks, turnovers, interceptions. But the problem is with the personnel that they have, they don't have any linebackers who are really coverage guys. With as much cover three as they play, with as much that they leave their linebackers in space, you don't really have a coverage guy at that position that you really trust in those scenarios. Like you said, Bobby Wagner is much better going forward. Frankie Luvu is essentially an off-ball defensive end.
Right.
And if those two guys are eating up all your snaps, that kind of limits you. That puts you in a box to what you can do, especially against offenses like Atlanta, who have guys like Bijan Robinson in the backfield who can really shred teams as a receiver. So now you're motioning him out, and you just create a bind, because if Luvu or Wagner don't follow him out, it's an easy man or zone tell, or it tells you that they are blitzing. So I think it's a little bit personnel, especially up the spine of the defense and their cornerback room, which I still don't think they fully trust. But
how could you?
Yeah, like, you know.
When you're blowing coverages as often as they are, bro. I mean, it's tough. To where I look at Joe Witt, JP, and go, damn, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Like, and you mentioned the thing that I think is the biggest difference, and it kind of speaks to your point of them relying on these splash plays. If they are unable to affect the quarterback, this defense is going to get shredded week in, week out. And what's crazy is this schedule is not last year where it's Jake Hayner, the hand model, where it's Will Levis, the mayonnaise connoisseur, where it's Cooper Rush, a career backup. You've got Justin Herbert coming up, Caleb Williams, Dak Prescott, Pat Mahomes, Sam Darnold, who's playing the quarterback position as good as anybody. The Lions. I can see the Miami in Madrid looking at Washington as a get-right game if they haven't gotten right yet to that point. So it is tough because no one new is walking through that door. It kind of is what it is when it comes to Washington's defense.
And especially with this Washington team, you said it perfectly with the damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Because you have to rely on so many chaos plays, you also don't trust your secondary. You could do a couple of things. You could do, I don't think the Vikings with Brian Flores, I don't think they trust any of their corners outside of Byron Murphy. So what they do is they just show blitzes all the time. They're going to show all those cool pressure looks mm-hmm. that Brian Flores is known for, and it forces the defense to throw it short and rally and tackle. The problem is, I don't think you can trust Commanders' defensive backs to tackle outside of Chambersville.
Yeah.
You know, you have so many problems that kind of start with the secondary. And the secondary issues kind of make everything else amplified.
Yeah.
So now you're stuck playing a game where we have to try and protect our safeties and protect our corners against, like you said, teams like the Lions, when you also still have to protect Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu in coverage. So you're trying to hide so many different guys. And I think it was a Bill Belichick quote who said, defenses are as good as their worst player or as good as their weakest link.
Yeah.
And it feels like the Commanders have too many weak links, especially against the pass.
So it sounds like it's more of a personnel issue than a scheme issue. And I think I would totally agree with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For saying that, joined right now by our pal JP Acosta of CBS Sports HQ. You can check out his writing online at CBSSports.com. You can also catch him co-hosting the Pushing the Pile podcast with Mike Renner, former NFL defensive lineman Kyle Long. It's a lot going on with this Washington Commanders football team. We'll put them on pause for a second and take a spin around the rest of the National Football League. Your number one takeaway, I guess, from week number four here.
My number one takeaway from week four is that the Ravens might be in a little bit of trouble.
A little bit.
The Ravens might be in a lot of trouble, actually. And it's not just because everybody's getting hurt. When it rains, it pours. When it starts with that, you know, Nnamdi Madubuike just announced today out for the season. Lamar Jackson, hamstring injury, might not be able to go against Houston. Roquan Smith, grade 2 hamstring injury, going to be out for a few weeks. Kyle Van Noy didn't play. Marlon Humphrey went out of this game. Nate Wiggins got carted off. You're just losing so many bodies everywhere. But the schematic issues that they have, you can't be a defense as talented as they are and continue to bust coverages. So that's where the issues come up. And then offensively, I just think it's been a little volatile. I think their volatility on offense, they get a lot of big plays because of Lamar Jackson.
Right.
But they have struggled a lot in the red zone, in the low red zone. So I'm curious what the solution to that is. Maybe that's getting Patrick Ricard back healthy, who's going to really help there. Maybe it's getting Isaiah Likely back healthy, who's a red zone target. So I'm curious on what their plan is, because now they've fallen behind not only in the division, but when we're talking about the Ravens, we're talking about Super Bowl contenders.
Right.
And you're now behind Buffalo and Kansas City with two losses to each of them. You're going to have to go through one of those places to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And in their division, I mean, Pittsburgh, it's not sexy, it's not pretty what they're doing, but they're finding ways to win football games, improving to 3-1 after their win across the pond yesterday. Before we let you go, I gotta get some love to you fellas, man. I know you were rain dancing all over the place yesterday. You're Jacksonville Jaguars, my friend. Getting it done. A little spicy postgame for Mr. Liam Cohen. They're running the football. Is Jacksonville legit?
I have done what I call emotionally hedging against this team being good.
That's crazy.
For so long.
Yeah.
But I think I'm ready to say the Jaguars might be good. Mm. They might be a good football team. And the biggest reason is because they have found a lot of different ways to win. They have won when the offense is clicking. They've won when the offense just didn't have it at all and the defense is creating turnovers. They have forced 13 turnovers this season, which is the most in the NFL. They forced 9 all of last season.
Yeah.
And you can tell that the free agency choices that they made, Jordan Lewis, play incredible. Dennis Gardeck was a July signing who has played really well for them. Patrick McCarry is helping out on the offensive line. All the free agent signings and all the coaching additions have helped build this team up to where they are. And I'd even add, they haven't even reached their pinnacle or their peak offensively. They can't get a drive done without a holding penalty or an illegal motion. So there's still room to grow for this team, but the fact that they are 3-1, tied for leading the AFC South, I believe this is the first time they're 3-1 since 2018, it feels pretty good.
It should feel very good, man. I am super-duper excited for you. I think they've looked good. They seem like a real NFL outfit to this point. The big question is going to be when the competition stiffens up, and I guess that was supposed to be the last 2 weeks. Your stretch here over the next three are going to tell a lot. Home for Kansas City in primetime, home for Seattle, and then home for the L.A. Rams. So good luck to the Jacksonville Jaguars moving forward. JP, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is JP Acosta, one of the absolute best, talking all things National Football League. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put a bow on the show by going around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.